As the great God of the Swiss Alps speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him with all the love at our command for all that his life has meant to this earth and all that he constantly does to assist mankind to freedom. Beloved ones of the heart of the world, we greet you tonight in that love that seeks always to protect that which moves forward in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And since the great cosmic law has seen fit to place upon the earth the great cross of currents of that magnetic power from the great central sun that ever expands its flame until it holds purity and balance everywhere, we are all privileged to assist in that great cosmic action of the fiery element to the earth, which becomes the permanent control of all in this world in the future. Long have we poured forth these powers of the cosmic fire in, through, and around the mountain ranges of the world. And that is, in the activity of the great cosmic law, the focusing of the master power and that authority of creation, which through the fire element compels the divine plan eventually fulfilled. Now, under this cosmic fire to which your attention has been drawn through these weeks past, must there come your close feeling of abiding within it. We ask you to feel that you are living in a world of cosmic fire, and regardless of the temporary appearance of physical affairs, yet the power of that great cosmic fire ever commands and holds control of the powers of nature. Through the powers of nature and their activity to mankind, these great activities of the cosmic fire can flow in ever-intensifying victorious action. And you will yet find the powers of nature assisting you greatly to the fulfillment of your calls. Long, long has each one of the gods of the mountains poured the fire of their love and their cosmic purifying activity through the powers of nature to mankind. And now, since there is a group of mankind as yourselves, consciously holding your attention upon your I Am presence and upon us and the activities of the cosmic fire, it enables us to draw forth in and around each of you a pillar of the same cosmic fire which we draw forth to the nations of the world. So you become, as it were, a walking pillar of flame through which we pour forth ever-expanding power from our octave to correct conditions in the outer world until the cosmic law sees fit to envelop the earth in those activities of the cosmic fire that compel the eternal purification of all in this world. In the service which we render to mankind, we are constantly drawing the greater life from the physical sun and the great central sun and its greater magnetic power of the cosmic fire. in and through ourselves and in to the activities of the mountain ranges of the world. Each mountain range becomes, as it were, the backbone of the continent. And through that flows the life force from the physical sun, the great central sun, that is the action of the planet itself. Therefore, anyone who steps within the radiation of that flowing energy can have as much as you desire in and around yourselves to do for you individually what we do for the continent or for the nation and mass. It only takes mankind's attention upon us to connect with our life streams, ever increasing outpouring of the cosmic fire. For all activities of life which produce perfection are the action, projection, and expansion of some activity of the cosmic fire. So the more you hold your attention upon that and demand its presence in your own outer activities, the more we can reach you and intensify through you the assistance to the nation. Now, since it is my privilege to guard Europe, of that portion of the earth's surface, which must be compelled into perfection, then I too am quite as interested in the purification and protection of your nation as I am that portion of the earth to which I have devoted my attention for centuries past. And as the mighty Himalaya, in his authority, has spread forth his power of the cosmic fire over your America to help bring the balancing powers from the Western world and the Orient into balanced action, so do we bar forth across the seas to India and through your America, those powers of the sacred fire that are focused within the Alps. Your beloved god Tabor and the god Meru pour forth those same great rivers of flame through North and South America. And we pour from east to west the powers of the fire focused in our location. This forms a cross upon the structure of the earth, of the cosmic fire, whose inner blending action sets up a current that ever flows in a circle, and as it reaches out, it purifies and balances everywhere it flows. Now long have the powers of nature concentrated the purifying power of the cosmic fire into the mountain ranges of the world and through radiation that has gone forth to keep consumed a certain amount of mankind's discord. But from now on, with your conscious calls in the use of the cosmic fire, a much greater intensification of that can come forth into outer action to affect the nations of the world. And automatically, that affects your own individual activities with ever-purifying blessing action. You see, the most wonderful purity, beloved ones, is maintained in the mountain ranges of the world. due, of course, to your snows and the rains, which are, after all, liquefied energy. And the snows, in that everlasting purity, holds the substance undisturbed in those locations, while the radiation goes forth to touch the mental and feeling world of mankind with greater purifying power. Now, as you enter in to the feeling of being completely one with us, as you recognize the heart flame of our love, you may draw forth into your own individual activities powers that you scarcely realize exist even now with all the knowledge you have been given. And yet, the magnificent powers that are held guarded in their eternal purity within the mountain ranges of the world, those powers, as the permanent golden age takes its dominion on the earth, will come into the outer use of mankind. And it is perfectly natural that they should come into your use ahead of the rest of mankind. So your attention to us, through conscious recognition and feeling that your life is one with our life because we have poured forth our purity through the mountain ranges of the world, that has come forth to bless and awaken you. Therefore, as you give us your attention and you feel at one with our life, well, then more of our cosmic powers can come forth to bless you individually in your outer action as well as for your nation. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, in order to come closer into our powerhouse of the cosmic fire, if I were you, I would give recognition in this way. I am one with the fiery hearts of the gods of the mountains. And my life ever draws forth their boundless blessings into my outer use for the freedom of all mankind. You see, there are many, many substances and wonderful condensations of power and beauty and perfection within the mountain ranges of the world that mankind have never beheld and will not be permitted to behold until the entire structure of earth is purified and the discord of mankind removed. Therefore, when you accept and through your attention acknowledge that your life is one with the fiery hearts of the gods of the mountains, then the fire of our life can begin to flow back and bring into your outer use many of the blessings in the mountain ranges of the world that mankind have never yet used in the outer. After all, dear hearts, when you want to connect with any part of life and draw forth its greater blessing into your outer use, You must connect with that through the fire element. And you must connect through the love in that fire. So our fiery hearts, I might say, contain those wonderful powers of life which have been our gift and our responsibility to focus, to concentrate, and to guard within the mountain ranges of the world. There is such beauty, my dear ones, in some of those activities, and that beauty is a focus of power. Therefore, since power is one of our main services to the earth, the electronic and magnetic powers of the fire element that are held guarded within the mountain ranges of the world can be brought into your outer use now by your feeling at one with our life, and through the fire of our heart's love, as you feel yourselves at one with us, then call forth the perfection which we want to bring into outer action, into your outer use. You see, life places these marvelous blessings within the mountain ranges of the world to bring into outer action someday, into outer use, these more magnificent blessings that produce greater beauty and perfection and give life a greater opportunity to expand its wonderful love. And may I say, those of you who have loved the mountains, I say to you, you can't possibly understand how much we love those mountains. So if you enjoy being within them, try to remember your love for the mountains. Is your gratitude to life and our love to the mountains is our joy to expand the gift of our life to you and to all who come within their radiation. Now there are certain activities of power within the mountain ranges of the world that mankind cannot master until they come into our octave. And that is placed there for a very, very great reason. In the mountain ranges of the world is concentrated a certain activity of cosmic purity, of the cosmic fire, and that cannot be interfered with by mankind's discord. You see, there are many, many places in the mountain ranges of the world that are wholly inaccessible to man. And in those places, do we guard and use those great powers of the cosmic fire that ever send forth their blessing through the physical structure of earth, through the plant life of nature, and into the atmosphere of the earth, which mankind is absorbing constantly. And all of this is a controlled action of the fire element from our octave, which is immortal purity to the structure of earth and to the atmosphere of earth. And if those great currents of flame were not constantly passing through the structure of the earth, through the mountain ranges, the cohesive power of the planet could not act. This is part of the supply of life to the earth, the same as there is the liquid light flowing through the nerves of your physical bodies. So through the earth passes these great currents of fire, and they become the life of the earth. They are the life of the minerals. They are the life of the plants. They are the life in the atmosphere. And they are much of the life through radiation that mankind absorbs through the atmospheric conditions of the world. So when you begin to feel yourselves at one with our heart's flame, precious ones, be prepared for wonderful, delightful surprises. For our hearts love to give you the joy of what is within our life. And we love to give you the blessings that we enjoy bringing forth in the mountains of the world. Just know that our heart's love guards that magnificent activity of substance and purity and action. And you, the more you keep your attention upon our heart's love, you will feel more of our great blessings to life become a permanent creation in your own world. Just as in the great oceans of the planet, is there focused that ever purifying, continuous motion, so in the mountain ranges are focused various powers that continually surge forth through radiation their wonderful gifts and blessing and beauty to life everywhere. And you, through your love to us and through your feeling of oneness with our heart's flame, can draw back into your own outer use everything that our love can give. It is but a matter of holding your attention upon the source of the gift, because life everywhere loves to give that to you. I mean all life that is greater than your outer manifestation. We love to give you the gifts of our domain. Your beloved presence loves to pour its love through you to us. And we love to pour our love back to you. And our love has so many gifts that will bring you such joy that it lifts you beyond the outer self. You can find peace and strength and purity in the mountains. That is truly the very essence of life. These are only a small portion of the gifts which we bestow upon the whole planet Earth. We are the guardians of those gifts of eternal purity which ever expand beauty and perfection and the wonderful action of life everywhere throughout the planet. So regardless of your air transportation, regardless of your scientific discoveries, regardless of all that mankind think they can do, there is a sacred, secret domain on the earth into which they can never intrude until they are one with the flame of love in our hearts, for we are the guardians of those treasures not made by hand. And may I say, in the mountain ranges of the world is the master authority of creation. We are authority there, wherein mankind's usurped human authority can never come. So you see, after all there is on the planet Earth, those activities of life that are the master hand of God, Mankind cannot control it. Until they are one with the love and purity of our life, they cannot master that which is our handiwork and our gift to creation. So I might say, we are very powerful friends of the light to you all, with an authority that the outer human activities of mankind cannot dominate nor ever oppose. Who can oppose an avalanche down the side of the mountain? Will all your atomic bombs prevent that? Can mankind's so-called knowledge prevent the action of nature through the mountain ranges? When mankind seeks to discover certain things in the mountains, the powers of nature hide them by the clouds, as delicate a thing as a cloud, can mankind interpenetrate that? Do you not see the hand of authority? Do you not see the master power of all creation is vested in certain activities of nature that mankind can never control except through the love and oneness with the cosmic fire in the heart of the cosmic beings who control this system of worlds. When you say, I am the cosmic law of the power in the mountains, and I use it for the upliftment of mankind, then, dear ones, that means that you become the action in the physical octave of our authority and our power and substance and energy in the mountains that you may draw forth to assist mankind. That statement, I am the cosmic law, contains within it very, very great power to reach into any activity in the universe and draw back as much as you can use in your outer affairs to fulfill the divine plan. When you say, I am the fiery love of the gods of the mountains, charging their eternal purity into my outer affairs, then, my dear ones, much that mankind know nothing of at all can come forth to bless you so long as the divine plan is fulfilled in the use of that which we have created, which we have guarded, which we have given onto the earth for the fulfillment of the divine plan only. This is where our authority as the gods of the mountains is at all times master of mankind's outer so-called human authority. You scarcely can understand how much we love the mountains, for they are the objectification of our heart's design of life. Therefore, since they are our creation, do you not think we love our own creation when it is beautiful and powerful and pure? So when you enter into oneness with our heart's love, you are going to enter into a magnificent realm of action. And much illumination can come to bless you of the very purity that flows back to you from your contemplation upon us or the mountain activities of the world will automatically bring a great cosmic power of purity in your own world and your own affairs. Because the mountain ranges of the world, as well as the oceans of the world, are the concentration of immortal purity to the earth. And only the great ones know how much the bodies of mankind and their mental and feeling world need the purity of which we are the guardians. When mankind is sinking in the quicksand of their own human desires that have engulfed them with their own discord, then, dear ones, there must come forth something to balance that. That is the cosmic purity, whose power is the magnetic force from the great central sun to raise mankind out of the engulfing substance of their own discord. Mankind in the outer world today need purity as they have never needed it through the ages, and they need it more than they need food. May your heart's call to us flood back into your world the purity of our love and the power, mark you, and the authority, mark you, that is ours as guardians of the mountains of the world. When you call forth the authority of the gods of the mountains, you are drawing the authority of eternal purity into your outer physical substance, and that becomes for you added protection against the impurity of the rest of mankind. Feel yourselves at one with us as often as you can. Your beloved God Tabor holds under his direction such magnificent gifts, such beauty and such blessings as the eyes of mankind have never yet beheld and will not behold until purity has become the law of the earth forever. We are guardians of a certain substance that mankind has never yet used in the outer. The mighty Himalaya is the giver of that golden snow which he draws from the Himalayan range, and he gives it to America. The beloved god Meru is the giver of certain currents from South America that form the great strength and guardian purity for North and South and Central America. And it is my privilege to be the guardian of certain substance and fire and power for the stabilization of that portion of the earth around the Swiss Alps. You see, dear hearts, through the beings of nature, the great cosmic law ever acts in the most magnificent beauty and perfection as it holds the guard over that which the seven mighty Elohim have created. We are the guardians of their magnificent creation of the earth, and that which ever supplies purity to the powers of nature and the outer activities of mankind has to be held as a reservoir from the ascended ones and the cosmic beings, and that must be released in balanced action as rapidly as mankind can use it to fulfill the great divine plan. And when you acknowledge your oneness with our heart's flame, you will feel something of our love for the mountains that will be irresistible to you. And may I say, will be the magnet that will draw you into the enjoyment of what is there periodically. And while you are within the mountains, will you feel our gifts flooding into your worlds, and then you will return again to the outer world to expand those gifts and give them to others. You will again come to us and fill up the cup, as it were, and again go forth and give it to mankind. And you will receive in the mountains what you can never receive anywhere else. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I would like you to make this experiment. The moment you sincerely send your love to the mountains, you'll be still. You will feel the return current charge into your bodies with the instantaneous return of our love and gratitude for your love to our beloved mountains. You can have that returned to you just instantly, just as if you took hold of a live electric wire and would charge your bodies with that same magnetic force, an electronic force. Because your love to the beings who govern the activities of the mountains, I do not refer to ourselves, I mean other beings of nature who govern some of the wonderful activities in the mountain ranges. Your love to the mountains is love to their handiwork, and they are aware of that love. They see it as a light, the same as you would see a light flash like that. You'd see it with your physical sight, you would be aware of it. Therefore, when your love comes to the mountains, they are as aware of that light and that love as you are a flash of light into the room. And may I say, the more you pour your love, the more love you'll receive back. Because we return 1,000 times more love to you on every wave of love that comes to us. We do that its love may fill the earth until all else has been consumed. Your love to the mountains draws back our power instantly into your flesh bodies. And may I say, it is as free as the air you breathe. Think what our love can give to you. And all it takes to bring that into your world is your love to us. Isn't it wonderful? Thank you, precious ones. Will you please be seated? Dear ones, just think. It only takes your love to us to open the door into our world of beauty and perfection, our authority and our power to control discord. And it only takes our love back to you to continually flood your world with the perfection your hearts desire. And our love to you, flooding into your world, raises your world into the ascension of ours. And all it takes is love from you to us to draw back 1,000 times more than you'll ever require to handle conditions in the outer. And yet most of mankind don't even know that we exist. It is no wonder they are in the degradation and poverty of their own desires. For until they desire our purity, they cannot have the power and authority of our life or our gifts into their world. And mankind, unless they are shocked awake from their own desires, do not desire purity until their agony is so great they are almost out of the body. So, precious hearts, you who have given us your attention, you who have loved the light and have bravely defended it, you who are making your calls for the release of the earth from the frightful distress of human desire, precious hearts, you do not realize how valuable you are to us. Each of you is like a jewel into which we can flash a light that can illumine the pathway of thousands. So as you love us, and we pour forth our love to fill your world, will you find the authority of our purity becoming the authority in your world to forbid the approach of that which is not purity. And dear ones, could you know sometimes what charge of power we place into the substance, certain kinds of substance within the mountain ranges, and you took a piece of that in your hands, it would be almost like a live fire within you. I could take you on a journey tonight. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? I could take you on a journey tonight into the laboratory of nature where only love may enter. And when you behold there what love can do, what love has done, what love constantly pours forth to the life on this earth, and you know that that love is simply our joy of living and its expanding authority and power pours forth the blessing of eternity, then you will know why we are not interested in mankind's frightful mistakes. Our joy comes in the expansion of those powers of the cosmic fire that produce manifestation that forever grows greater in its everlasting blessings to lift all into our octave. So, precious ones, your heart's love to us has opened the door for our love and our authority of eternal purity to become one with you. I become in outer physical action that which forever becomes mastery over mankind's discord of outer action. Call the authority of our love into your physical affairs, into your physical activities of the outer self. Call the fire of our purity into your outer conditions and see for yourselves what the balancing power means when it comes from the gods of the mountains. You see, we are custodians, precious ones, of certain powers of life. And the greater beings who govern this whole system of worlds have made us that authority. And therefore, if you want that same authority to act in your physical world, then through your love to us and your call for our authority in outer physical action, it will enable you to be strengthened and protected against the hypnotic domination of the outer world until the cosmic law, through its great release of the fire element, moves into outer command and purifies the earth forever. When you say, "I am eternally one with the cosmic fire from the gods of the mountains, and I am their fiery authority in physical action to maintain immortal purity here," then great currents of the electronic force from the mountain ranges and great flashes of flame could come in and around you to more easily control outer physical conditions. For every problem you have in the physical world today, every bit of distress or limitation has to be removed by some action of the cosmic fire. And until mankind understand this, they will be enslaved to those conditions until our fire consumes the limitation. And you must have our purity in your world, precious ones, or the world itself would dissolve. Discord and disintegration are one and the same thing. Immortal purity and God authority are the master hand of creation that stands the guard and holds the protection about that which is constructive. And therefore, if you want more power of protection, remember the gods of the mountains can give it by the cosmic fire and cosmic power that is automatically theirs to direct. Your beloved God Tabor has given you such blessings, many of which you will never know until your ascension is complete. The beloved Himalaya, great blessed being who has guarded the destiny of India all through the ages and has maintained her identity, how great do you think is his love? How great do you think is his authority and purity to have accomplished that all through the ages? So when you open the door to us through your love to us, remember everything we are and have will rush to answer you, and everything that can make you happy, we are happy to give. Without money, without price, without anything except that love has opened the way for us to give what only love can create. Love to the beings of nature, love to the mountain ranges of the world, love to the great beings who are the custodians of that power and the authority of its use. Ever draws to you, precious hearts, the freedom you crave and the beauty that we want you to bring into the outer world. May you enter in to that complete at one with our heart's love and our authority of immortal purity to this earth until the flame about you compels purity and mankind no better than to create impurity in your atmosphere. This is very much needed in your America this hour. And may everything that we can give draw the fire of our immortal purity into our physical action and our authority to command the removal of that which has sought to destroy you. May that authority be felt in our physical action by those who must go to the compound for purification. May everything that we can give to help you come forth this hour to assist your nation until the heart of the world is released from that which should never be. It is our great joy to give you all that life has given us. And if you will keep the door open by the remembrance of us, then we can do that which your nation needs, how we can clothe you in our power to maintain purity and our authority to forbid destruction any longer to touch your world. May our hearts flame of love eternal and the immortal purity of our great authority and power of life come forth and charge into your outer use everything necessary to help you hold the nation free from that which must be consumed. May you become the strength of the mountain ranges of the world to pour forth the fire of immortal purity into your fellow men until they turn back to the light that purifies all. May you be the strength of the mountains in the people of your nation to hold to the great God presence of life, the mighty I am, and demand the immortal freedom of God's cosmic fire. Come into your nation and guard the gifts that God alone can give. May you fire the people of your nation with our authority and immortal freedom to stand against everything that is of impurity and all the full cosmic action of the command of those great cosmic beings for the purification of the earth moves into outer command and consumes that which has so long tortured life. May I call you tonight the children of the mountains who come into the love of my heart to use my authority to forbid impurity any longer to touch life. Thank you, precious ones, and may the beings of the mountains ever hold their purity about you and charge forth their authority into all that you do until you stand forth clothed in the fire and the beauty of their love and you go forward to master the conditions of the outer world, charged with the strength are the mountain ranges of the earth to stand against that which is of the shadows. And my love is ever at your command to be a mantle about you of authority, of purity, of power, and of protection. May we move forward the great cosmic fire of immortal command to the forces of the outer world until purity once again illumines the earth, this time with the perfection of eternity. My legions and my beings of the mountains shall ever attend you and keep you ever in the heart of our love and purity. Thank you with all my heart's love, and just know I am your friend of eternity. I am the guardian of immortal purity, and the fire of my love shall call and call and call until it has burned away everything that is an attraction in the opposite direction. To the joy of the great beings who I call forth to guard you, ever fill your world with that which lifts you beyond the outer self and makes you master over all in this world by the strength of the guardians of the mountains, until you see them face to face and have the joy of their world fill yours forever. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated? Beloved, great God of the Swiss Alps and all the other gods of the mountains, tonight let our love go forth to you. We send it with all the strength at our command, and may it keep the door forever open to everything that the fire of your heart's flame can give to us, and may we be the fiery strength of the gods of the mountains to guard all that is constructive till our ascension is complete. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such cosmic fire and strength from the gods of the mountains as to be immortal protection by its eternal purity against everything else forever. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in that fiery power from the gods of the mountains that holds the victory of their purity in and around us all, and then expands that flame till it consumes everything else forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, great God of the Swiss Alps. May the fiery love of your immortal purity blaze everywhere its boundless strength in through and around and to us all, and then surge it forth into all outer action until your presence is master everywhere through us, and your authority has removed from the earth everything that is not eternal perfection. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before to so clothe us and charge into us and through us around us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, that the beloved Arcturus can expand the unfed flame in our hearts to meet the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all that is not the immortal purity and power and authority of the great gods of the mountains and the seven mighty Elohim of creation, move us forward the fiery victory of immortal purity, and forbid the existence of anything else on this earth so long as eternity lasts. How we accept that, even as our hearts make the call to the heart of creation for the manifestation of that which is God's victory over all in this world forever. Thank you so much, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones, and all the great beings who have poured forth their love to us through the centuries. And may all that we have given, may we give everything we are and have into the full possession and direction of our beloved mighty I Am Presence, the ascended masters and cosmic beings who direct the activities of perfection to the earth and to the gods of the mountains and to the beloved God of the Swiss Alps. Do we offer everything for the freedom of mankind? May you take it, amplified with all the cosmic fire of creation. Charge it around the world as that world-enfolding flame of immortal purity and such cosmic authority of the mighty I Am Presence and the great central sun, and the ascended masters and cosmic beings, that their fire of creation surges everywhere throughout the earth like a cosmic tornado that compels the ripping apart of every destructive force until it is consumed from the universe forever. And that which is of the light stands the guard of those who have sought the light and fulfills every desire of their hearts till the great divine plan, made manifest in physical action, possesses the earth and rules all in full, eternal, conscious command of the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled their way in all we do forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the outer hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all human authority, all that is not of the light. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all. And now clothe us in that cosmic fire, the immortal strength and fire and power and authority and immortal purity of the gods of the mountains, that fiery purity that holds immortal protection for all that is constructive everywhere we go, that we all stand ascended and free. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the immortal authority of immortal purity and the power of the gods of the mountains in all our outer activities until their love and their authority moves into outer command and the purity, the immortal purity of all ages spreads its fire everywhere, and that which is of the shadows is consumed for eternity.